Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a sure sign that summer is around the corner, because Bill Haney is back from Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be back.
Nice to see you. It was just a few weeks ago when we talked about the new season coming, and now here
it's
it
here.
Is.
It's here.
It's already here, Sunday night, tonight, and in 4 days, you're going to have the previews for Ain't Misbehavin'.
First, I can't wait.
First show of the season. And Bill has brought a special guest with him. He's very special, as a matter of fact, because he's tall, talented, and good-looking.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Jeffrey Eugene Johnson, correct, Jeffrey?
Yes.
I got that all in?
How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing good. Jeffrey and I are almost friends. We are now, anyway.
We are now, for
we
sure.
We are now. But Jeffrey was in some shows last year at Theater by the Sea, the producers.
Yes.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, I was in Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. There we go. All right. I had it right. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Remembering. And, of course, I had the good fortune of being the last year in Music Man, so we followed each other. I left the dressing room a mess.
He was great in the Music Man. I hope you all saw it.
You did see it.
I definitely got to see it. I enjoyed it.
Well, good, good. And we want to talk about Ain't Misbehavin', the show in that's the first show of the season. And, Bill, just before we start that, I want to get a little background on Jeffrey, but I want to talk to you about the exciting again. I went to try to get tickets for a friend of mine on Friday night, and there's none left.
Oh, seriously, this year again?
I mean, just like...
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. I keep saying subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. People are going to start listening.
That's right. It's amazing. Theater by the Sea has a great track record of selling lots of tickets lots of times, so... When we say get your tickets now,
it's not a BS line. It's real.
It's the real yep. thing. And one other thing that Bill and I talk about, just so you know, Jeffrey, there's new bathrooms this year.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them building them?
Last year?
Yeah, brand new. No, last year with the trailer.
Yeah, we got the trailer
so
last
that,
year.
So that was kind of a big hit.
Right.
But this year we actually located them in the building. We took some of the scene shop space in the prop shop and stuck 7 women's restrooms in there. So they're going to be happy.
Wow.
Yep.
Wait to see
it. They're beautiful. Actually, I went all out granite counter. The tops, and you know it.
You
They're
go.
Beautiful, yeah. Figure what the hell it'll be. It'll be there for another 100 years.
Yeah.
Let's do it right.
All right, Jeffrey, let's talk a little bit about you and your background. Are you from this part of the country or somewhere else?
No, actually, I'm originally from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, believe it or not.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Well, everybody has to be from somewhere, I guess.
Yeah. So, Oklahoma City, I
don't want to steal your thunder. Get it? Thunder.
Oh, tonight. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do well this year.
All right,
we lost some key players. But so Oklahoma City, I went to the University of Central Oklahoma. That's where I got my bachelor's degree of music theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left there probably 12 years ago. I've been in New York City about 5.5 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a great journey. It was really nice being here last summer. It was my first time at Theater by the Sea. And just felt very welcoming, and so it's great to be back.
We love that. So one thing we do, and Jeffrey just said it, we treat the actors really like they should be treated, because we want them always to spread the good word and come back again, because we only hire talented people. So that means we want them back again in another show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You get something good, you want to hold on to it.
Bingo. Yeah, for sure. And I was...
And that works both ways,
right? It works both ways. And I was very fortunate to be able to join the union through the theater last year.
Oh, that's right, yes.
So there's that connection. So it's really nice
it'll
to...
And throughout his career, it'll be special in his heart.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of people, as you know, Mike. People have told me... oh, I performed there 30, 40 years ago, and they'll tell me the whole experience, and it's, I've never heard, knock on wood, a bad story.
Right.
Ever.
That's right. There's a lot of great stories.
There really are a lot of great stories. Yeah.
And after we go off the air, Jeffrey, we'll just keep talking about all the great old stories. You'll have to listen to us.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get to a piece of music and kind of set the mood a little bit here for Ain't Misbehavin'. And what better thing to do than use the title song to get us started?
Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believing me.
I don't stay out late,
I don't care to go.
I'm home about 8, just me and my neighbor's radio, I can't afford
one. Hey, Mr. Haven, I'm saving my love for you, saving my love just for you.
Love it when you move.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but who, huh? Oh, she's nobody. She's just a little girl. She just came to drop off some Girl Scout cookies.
And it's a hey, man, I'm saving my love for you.
I know for certain the one I love. What do you mean you didn't know Girl Scouts deliver? They do, yes. Hey, Miss Behavin', saving my love for you.
Like that corner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for.
But while we're waiting,
to hide those bitter blues.
Weary days and lonely nights, I'm waiting here for you, hoping that my love you won't refuse.
Ro do 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 do, ro do 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 do, ro do 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 do.
Ba da ba da ba ba.
Looking good but feeling bad is mighty hard to do when I'm feeling blue and needing you, and needing you.
Oh.
Ro do 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 do.
If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, tain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, the cabaret all day on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. If my friend ain't got no money and I say take all mine, honey, tain't nobody's business if I do. I give her my last nickel and then leaves me in a pickle. Tain't nobody's business if I do. There ain't nothing I can do nor nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me. But I'm gonna do just as I want to anyway, and don't care if they all despise me.
Home dragging, then stay up all night ragging. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I eat 3 turkey dinners and announce that's just beginner, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I date a real style setter or go home with someone better, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I party, stay out drinking, and buy me a 10-pack Lincoln, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Well, that'll get the music in your blood and get your toes tapping and get you wiggling in your seat, as they say. Great show for that kind of thing. A lot of fun, a lot of action. And we were, while off air, I asked Jeffrey if the about the orchestration or the band or the combo or what would you call it?
Definitely a combo.
A combo.
Yeah.
And they're a big part of the show, right?
A huge part of the show. I mean, this music is, first of all, incredible and iconic and legendary. And then, second of all, they're going to be featured. So the band will be on stage with us, as well as our pianist, who is incredible. And he's a big part of the show. He's like another actor in the show, even though he doesn't have lines.
Right, right.
But we interact with him a lot.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. I will definitely be there. It opens on Wednesday for previews, Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday night, the grand opening, and runs through June 17th. And if you'd like to get tickets, make sure you do so by going to the Theater by the Sea website, which is very easy to remember, theaterbythesea.com. Or you can call 401-782-8587. And Bill, they can also walk right up to the box office, right?
And talk to Vinny.
Talk to Vinny.
Yep, he'll take care of it.
Go see Vinny. Vinny is the best.
Say, hey, Vinny, how you doing?
Yeah.
That's it.
I know a guy. Tell him you know a guy. Tell him Bill said to give you a discount.
That's so those words don't come out of Bill's mouth. You're lying.
Okay, let's get back to Jeffrey, a little bit more about your background. So you left Oklahoma. There was a tornado that swept you away.
I have not clicked my heels to go back. You know, that would be Kansas, heels. Though, right?
Well, it's close. It's all to New Englanders. It's all the same,
right? It's all flat. I left Oklahoma. I sort of went to New York thinking, because I got this summer stock gig. So you know, for the listeners, there's summer theater that happens and things happen in stock, which means it's one right after the other, you know, like
right.
We did last summer.
Right. One show rehearsing while the other one's on the stage.
Yeah. So I come out of college, I get this summer season. We did 5 back-to-back shows. And I thought, great, you know, then I'll have enough money to move to New York. I just sort of like took a bag and I was like, this is how it's going to happen. And then, you know, got sort of smacked in the face with the reality of New York, but somehow I was able to make it work. And
the apartment was more than $100 a month.
Oh, man. It was so expensive. But I had the great good fortune of then joining a company that used to do Sesame Street Live. And so I toured with that company for about 5.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Got to see the world. My first summer, we went to Southeast Asia.
Really?
Yeah. We ended up touring in Europe. I went to South America. We were off the coast of Africa. So, yeah. And then did that for, like I said, for 5.5 years. And then I was like, I need some roots. So I moved to the city and...
Wow, that must have been a great experience all around the world.
Oh, it was incredible.
Different audiences expecting different things and so forth.
Of course, you know, having to figure out language and food and all those things, not get lost.
And even money.
Right? And even money.
That's right.
Sure.
All right, let's get to another song. You know, Fats Waller wrote hundreds of songs. And this is a sample of about 30 maybe songs in the show, something like that?
Something like that. And you know what's interesting, too? Today happens to be, his birthday as we're recording it. Can I say that?
Yeah.
You can say it.
As we're recording it, today is his birthday.
Really?
And this year is the 40th anniversary of Ain't Misbehavin'. It opened 40 years ago.
But that's pretty cool. I probably knew that.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't. Yeah. That's great. A 40th anniversary. That's awesome. Wow.
Well, one of the most clever songs I think that he wrote was this next one called Handful of Keys. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
I like to tinkle on an old piano. I like to play it in a subtle manner. I get a lot of pleasure with those banner keys underneath my fingertips. I love to sing a little tune that's mellow. I love to vocalize as nothing's weller. I love to have a supple melody just trickling off of my lips. A handful of color keys and a song to sing. How could you ask for more than tickling the ivory, singing jive? I repeat what I said before.
What you said?
I love to tinkle on an old piano. I love to play it in a subtle manner. I know I'll always be the top banana with a handful of keys.
When my left hand bumps out bass notes, I'm halfway to playing that stride piano bit right there in between. Bass notes, I play chords for that stride piano sound. There it is, that stride piano. I always had stride piano, stride piano.
Now that's enough for that half pint gas. Here's where it all pays off.
First, my right hand goes off with the melody I make up.
Then my left hand tricks with the rhythm,
and both hands are taking it up.
My fingers feel breezy, they're easy on the keys. They're light as a feather and grooving together
with a moving baseball song.
I can never be lonely, I got me everything that I please.
I feel good, I feel strong, nothing that can go wrong. Nobody else commands, but I'm holding these two hands. There's such an appealing, powerful feeling, feeling with a handful of keys.
I like to tinkle on an old piano.
Sing a little tune that's mellow.
I love to vocalize, it's nothing swallow. I love to have a simple melody that's trickling off of my lips.
A handful of keys and a song to sing. Tickling the ivory, singing jive. Bang those old white notes. Bang those old black notes. Bang those old hate notes. Bang those old whole notes. Slide that old left hand. Laugh that old right. That's such an appealing power.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea and Jeffrey Eugene Johnson, who is one of the stars of Ain't Misbehavin'. And Bill, we talked about the fact that this is the 40th anniversary of Ain't Misbehavin', but it's also an anniversary for the theater, right?
85.
85 years.
Yep. And I was here in the beginning. It was really
amazing. You and I were there.
You were in the show, and I was producing it.
I was on the stage, and it. You were selling tickets. Yeah.
That's it. And by the way, I got to say, she looks great for 85 years old. We've taken care of her.
Yeah.
That's the most important part. And she got air conditioning a couple of years ago, which did not hurt at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing. If you are one of the three people left in New England that haven't been to Theater by the Sea, then you should get down there.
I actually believe that.
Yeah. You could believe that those kind of numbers. Well, it's probably the new audience will be people coming in from different parts of the country, because I'm assured that almost everybody locally has been there. But if you haven't, make sure you get down there. See the beautiful gardens. You get a chance to go to the bistro.
Honest to God, yeah. The cabaret on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. It's just a wonderful night out. It really is. I look forward to it every year.
It is amazing. It's amazing. Gem of the area. So we're very grateful to have that in our midst. And we're very grateful to have Jeffrey here talking about Ain't Misbehavin' and bring his talents to the stage. We were talking about how difficult that last song we just listened to, Handful of Keys, that takes some rehearsal, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a whole lot of rehearsal between learning the notes that are on the page. Then you also have to blend with the other singers, and then on top of that, add choreography, which in this particular number is quite involved. So,
now see, the good news for you is you're so young that you don't remember. If you were here 3 or 4 years ago, you would have been sweating a lot more while you were doing it, too. But now there's air conditioning.
Well, to be honest with you, we didn't get the air conditioning backstage.
Yeah, there's air conditioning for the audience.
Right.
Do not be afraid of that.
But it makes
stage.
A difference, I'll tell you. Well, I was on the stage.
Oh, no, I would imagine it probably does get back there a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely, yeah. it makes a difference.
I bet it does.
Yeah,
But it would have been impossible. We thought it was impossible to air condition the theater because you could see outside.
Right.
I didn't drywall that. It's not insulated.
Right.
But backstage, you've got that whole that whole cavernous.
Yeah.
It would just get lost in there.
But it does make.
But
a
it
difference
made a difference
for,
to you.
Yeah,
it
made a difference to me. And so you know, it could be, things could have been worse. You know,
for sure. Well, and we're the first show, so luckily it's not very warm.
You know, right. Yeah. It's so, not the July show this time. Yeah.
But the audience should know that the new air conditioning went in last year, and that's a nice treat.
And it works.
It works very well. So you get new bathrooms, you get new air conditioning.
Yeah, next year we're going to do the gazebo over. I've got plans right up through however long it's going to be around.
All right.
If not, I get bored. I really mean I get bored. Well, now we're going to do this year.
All right. Let's get to a song called Join Us Jumpin'. Tell us about this. When does this happen?
Yes, this takes us into the second act, actually. So we've just had all the energy and introduction of the first act. This will end the first act and then take us into intermission and then hopefully get people excited about what they're going to see in Act Two.
Excellent. All right, here we go.
Bang your leather on the floor, grab anybody's daughter.
The roof is rocking, the neighbor's knocking.
We're all bones when the wagon comes. I mean, this joy is jumping.
Hey, come on!
Hey, hey!
Hello, Governor!
Hey, man, will you put in my drink?
Forget the drink, girl, let's cut this raw.
Hey, hey! My foot!
Don't you hit this chick, she's my bro.
Hey, you get that stuff back!
Great music we continue to listen to, and this next one has an interesting title. And so, Jeffrey, I'm going to ask you to tell us about this title.
This is called The Viper's Drag.
Vipers.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a number that I do on the show. It's a moment for my characters to sort of, like, take it down a notch. He's, you know, the womanizer of the cast.
You're the womanizer.
Yes.
Okay, and, so you're politically incorrect.
Yes, I'm quite politically incorrect. Although we have made some changes in the script because of where we are in the political climate of the country. Some things were inappropriate. So, you know, we've made sure to edit
soften
those.
It a little bit.
Soften it, those.
Okay.
But so he likes to partake in some herbal refreshment, and that's what this particular number is about.
All right,
it's one of my favorite.
Yeah. Will we get it from the lyric of the song?
You'll get it from the lyrics.
All right, here we go.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning up here in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time.
Got to get high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding dong, ding. If you're a viper, oh, you know you're high when your throat gets dry. And everything is fine and dandy. You go on down to the candy store, bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your brown body is sand. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent, for the sky is high, and so am I. If you're a viper. Oh my good goodness, I feel so effervescent this evening. Hey mama, mama, one never knows, do one. I dream but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you're a viper.
Bill, we have some new things coming to the theater this summer that I just want to make sure the audience is aware of, particularly some Monday night events.
Yeah, we Tom sent my general manager to try to figure out how we can't get any more chairs or any more weeks, so what can we do with this place? And he found four Monday nights when the shows have already opened, and we booked four pretty good shows, I think. The first one's a Broadway celebration people from Broadway, people from Wicked, people from this, that. Now they'll come and do some amazing songs for the audience. And then Ethel Merman's Broadway, it's going to be, she comes on stage and it's great. Rita McKenzie is Ethel and it's amazing. And then we have somebody I'm not really familiar with, Lynn Dilley. She does this kind of magic thing, which sounds, you know, sounds kind of fun. So we'll see. And then we end it on August 27th. My dear friend Harvey Robbins, who's going to do his famous doo-wop shows.
Hard to believe he's still around doing that and
working
at it.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, and he was so happy because he does my North Shore twice a year.
Right.
He was so happy when I finally said, Harvey, I got some space for you at Theater by the Sea. So I said, just make sure your first one is going to be terrific. And I think it will be. So, yeah, that all kicks off July, I'm blind as a bat, 9th. Just 4 Mondays throughout the summer. Should be great.
Go to the website. Check it out. There's the shows that you used to, the 4 musicals that are coming this year, which starts with Ain't Misbehaving, and then
next, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, the biggie for the 5-week event.
Yep.
And then after that, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and then closes with Chicago. And then those 4 special shows in the middle.
And the kid shows. Always the kid shows.
And the children's festivals. Yep. That's right. So go to the website. Check it all out. Okay. We want to get to change gears a little bit now. And a song. Now, there's two male singers, right? Is that correct? In the cast?
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 female.
Yeah. So it's myself and Damone, who are the 2 males. Mm-hmm. And then for the women, we have Helen White. We have Tarakana Jones, who plays the role of Nell. And then we also have Natonya Monet, and she plays Charlene. So, fantastic singers, great voices, great energy. And then all being helmed by Jerry McIntyre, who I have to mention, who's just an incredible director. Tons of experience on Broadway. Mm-hmm. He was in the original cast of Once on This Island. I mean, he's done.
Talented man.
So much talented. You know, he worked at Theater by the Sea.
That's right.
I think he said 85.
He was the first year that FourQuest opened the theater. I was told that he worked there. Wow. Yeah, you should talk to him. You could head him
on
the show.
It would have been mid-80s.
He probably had a lot to say about how it was when they first rebuilt Theater by the Sea that long ago. Yeah, but I guarantee he's doing a great job.
Oh, he's absolutely amazing. This is after as long as I've been a professional, I've never worked with an African American male director. This is the first time, so
that's awesome.
Great. Yeah. I'm.
You know, we didn't do it for that reason, but it's obviously appropriate for the show. But he brings what you just said, all that talent
and experience
and knowing the show,
and history, which is so important for this show,
without a doubt.
Absolutely. And let's get to one of the female singers right now doing Mean to Me. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Jeffrey and Bill Show.
Me whenever Somebody is near. Oh dear. Now it must be great fun being mean to me. You shouldn't. For can't you see? What do you mean to me?
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea and Jeffrey Eugene Johnson, who is one of the stars of Ain't Misbehavin'. And Jeffrey, something a little bit different. You said at the top before we started the program that you play the role of Andre.
Yes.
But in the show, you won't be called Andre.
No. So Andre DeShields is actually the man who originated the role.
Okay.
And so in the original show, they all went by their professional stage names.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are continuing that tradition with our production, and we're going to use our stage names as well for the show.
Now, is your stage name the same as your name was in Oklahoma?
Yes, actually, it is my full name, Jeffrey Eugene Johnson. Actually, though, at birth, I'm Jeffrey Eugene Johnson II.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to go by just Jeffrey Johnson II, but due to equity rules, they wouldn't allow me to do that, so I had to go by my full name, actually.
So Eugene got thrown in.
Yeah.
All right. Now, once you're here, coming from New York to visit beautiful downtown Montunic, you were here last year.
Yes.
And you get to... Bill supplies this palatial establishment for all of the actors to stay in. Actually, it's quite nice.
Oh, yeah.
But you get some time off. You do get to
get around
a little bit.
So once the show's open, we have a ton of downtime during the day. So that means that we get to go and check out the local places, especially the eats. We're down near the beach at Narragansett.
So you go to the Ocean Mist, of course.
Oh, we've been to the Ocean Mist.
Yeah, yeah.
Already this year, I took the cast last night to the Coast Guard House.
Oh,
we treated ourselves to a nice dinner.
Place. Wow.
It was wonderful. I went to Crazy Burger for lunch.
You said you treated the cast?
I didn't treat
them.
We treated ourselves.
Oh, okay.
What, had you been there before?
I had been there before last year. And so I knew how wonderful it was.
Yeah, it really is.
Now, see, our audience is going to think this is a setup because the Coast Guard House is a great client of WCRI.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I didn't either.
Okay,
how's
Well, see, but you worked at it. Very nicely.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a good thing. All right.
Okay.
I can tell you some others.
So, yeah, we did that. I last year got to stay at the Admiral Dewey Inn. You know,
mm-hmm.
as we have guests, we don't get to bring them into our cast housing situation. So I had a friend that was here, and so we stayed there. And LeVon is great. He's just a...
The man runs it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's so great. So if you get a chance...
That's
you know
right
where that is.
Street.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just down the street from the theater.
Just as you make the turn, just before you make the turn to the right, the Admiral Dewey is on the left-hand side.
I have to ask, did you get to use our beach at all?
I did. So it's right behind the theater.
Yeah, down the path.
So,
yeah.
You know, on breaks, we would just go down
walk
there.
Walk right down there.
Have lunch there. There's that really cool house
Sit on the log, the big log that's there.
Oh, yeah. Sit on the big log, of course.
See, we all know the same
thing. That's hilarious.
You got to catch up with us.
I get to go there, twice a year for some reason, and I'm there all the time. I don't just walk down that path, Bill. You're at the beach.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music before we run out of time. And this is Black and Blue, and that sounds a little suspicious to me.
Oh, it's a wonderful way to end the show. You know, we've just sort of had this peek at, into life in Harlem in the 1920s, and then we sort of slow the show down, and we talk about the experience of being African-American in this country, and it's just a wonderful
at that time.
At that, well, yeah. Just in general, just the experience. And so it's a wonderful way to sort of bring the mood in,
tie it all together,
and then we ramp it back up for the finale.
All right. Well, let's listen to that before we get to the finale.
Ah!
Well, the time has come to wrap up the show once again. A fun hour. Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for being here and telling us a few little tidbits about this amazing show that's going to be at Theater by the Sea. And Bill, as always, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And particularly for bringing us the talent that you bring us, not only here to Conducting Conversations, but to the theater and all the people, the directors and all the people behind the scenes. People, I don't think, have any clue.
They
see six people on the stage and don't realize it takes another 30 to get there.
I always say it. They did not come in on a bus or a truck from another city. This is made for Theater by the Sea. Every set you see, everything you see is made for Theater by the Sea for the short runs that we do. But one of my favorite things in the world is cast shows, and I've been knocking on wood, and Jeffrey's proof. We've been pretty lucky getting some good people.
Yeah, it's all about the people, and there are a lot of them, from the people that are behind the scenes that you never see, from the people selling tickets to the people pouring drinks to the
It's to amazing the when you think about all the people.
Yes.
It's amazing.
We're very grateful for all of them.
There's the people doing wigs, and there's people doing costumes.
It's unbelievable. And then when you get the, as we said, when the shows collide, you get producers on top of Beauty and the Beast. There are hundreds of people involved throughout the whole thing.
It really is amazing. So thank you, Jeffrey. I wish you all the best, and I can't wait to see the show.
We're looking forward to having you all there. Please get your tickets. Come and support this amazing show, and also the rest of the shows for the season. I think that this is a great season that they've got lined up at Theater by the Sea.
Check it out at theaterbythesea.com. All right. We're going to go out with a little piece of the finale. Not very much, but we don't have much time to listen because we've had a good time blabbling away here. But we'll listen to this and see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
It's too good to be true.
Hot. Too late to be true. What now trouble with old man trouble?
Thing I've got plenty of, baby. Talk about dreaming a while, scheming a while. You're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those fine Arabian things your little heart's been pining for.
Uh-huh.
Skip 'em. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. If Woolworth sold diamond bracelets, you'd have a million of them, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby. I ain't dishing out nothing.
Oh, come on, Dad.
I ain't getting up off of nothing.
E.T.
I can't give you anything but love.
It sure is true when you say I love you. It's a sin you tell a lie. Get your hands off her. Millions of hearts have been broken. You know why? Cause these stupid little words were spoken worse like I love you. I love you. Oops, I even love you. But if you break my heart, I break your jaw.
You'll break my jaw.
So be sure it's true when you say I love you.
I love you. But love, but love.
It's a sin. It's a sin.
I heard you tell one or two lies myself.
Millions of our hearts have been broken.
Just because these simple words were spoken. Baby, I love you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.